All right, please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 21.
请大家翻到约翰福音二十一章。
And we've been going through a series on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们这阵子一直在讲一系列的信息，就是讲耶稣基督的福音。
And what this gospel means for our lives.
讲到说福音对我们的生活到底有什么样的含义。
And as I was thinking about this, I thought, you know, when we think about the gospel, we normally think about how we become a Christian.
通常呢，我们一想到福音，就会想是怎么样信主的。
But not necessarily so much as how we live as a Christian.
而不是想到说，那我们基督徒要怎么样活出这个福音。
For instance, if I tell you, hey, guess what? Yesterday, I got to share the gospel with somebody.
比如说，我若跟你说，哎，你知道吗？我昨天跟一个人分享福音。
You might say, "Oh, that's great. Who was it?"
你可能说，哇，太好了！你是跟谁分享
？And I say, "Oh, it was Pastor Joel."
我说，哦，是跟义牧师分享福音。
And you might think, "Well, that's funny. I thought he was already a Christian."
你可能会觉得很奇怪，他不是已经是基督徒了吗
？You know, and it's interesting that we sort of think this way.
真的很有意思哦。我们一听到分享福音，都会往这个方向去想。
The gospel shouldn't mean any less to us or be any less relevant simply because we're already Christians.
可是，并不是因为我们成为基督徒，这个福音就跟我们没有关系哦。
And so this morning, I'm going to talk to you about the gospel of restoration.
所以今天早上我要讲的是使人恢复的这个福音。
So no matter who you are, if you've been a Christian for 50 years, or you're not a Christian at all, the gospel I'm preaching this morning is for you.
不管你是已经信主50年，或者是甚至还没有信主，今天我早上我要讲的福音都是要给你们听的。
When we also think about the gospel of Jesus Christ, we think mostly about his death and his resurrection.
我们每次想到耶稣基督的福音，我们就想到耶稣的受死跟复活。
And that's true that...His death and resurrection is of primary importance.
这当然没有错，因为耶稣的受死跟复活是非常重要，最重要的。
And when Jesus hung on the cross, he said, "It is finished."
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，断气前他说成了。
But it's also interesting that he didn't go immediately to heaven after he was raised from the dead.
可是很有意思的是，耶稣他受死复活之后呢，并没有立刻到天上去。
He stayed on earth for 40 more days.
反而在地上又停留了40天。
And what was he doing?
在那40天他在做什么?
What does the man do who has just suffered hell and conquered death?
他才刚去过地狱吃那么多苦才刚战胜死亡可这样子这么辛辛苦苦的经历这些我怎么还会又回到地上?
If ever anyone deserved it,A vacation. This was the man, and this was the time.
我想最有权利在这个时候去度假的这个人就是耶稣了。
But he didn't take one. He went right back to work.
可是他并没有马上去度假，他立刻回来地上工作。
So what was he doing?
他在做什么
？He was preaching the gospel.
他在地上传讲福音。
He was comforting the mourners at the tomb.
去安慰那些在坟墓旁边哭泣的人。
He was teaching the ignorant on the road to Emmaus.
他在往以马忤斯的路上教导那些不懂圣经的人。
He was convincing the doubters with many infallible proofs.
他用许多铁证来说服那些心中疑惑的人。
And he was restoring the ones who had at his weakest, loneliest moment denied him openly and repeatedly.
并且他要去重建那些在耶稣最软弱、最孤单的时刻却不认耶稣，而且不止一次不认耶稣的人。
In a word, Jesus was living out the implications of the gospel of salvation that he had just accomplished.
所以，上帝在地上做的工作，就是要把他已经完成的这个救赎福音的救赎含义活出来。
So let's look at that this morning, chapter 21.
所以，我们现在今天早上要来看约翰福音二十一章。
It is the final story of the final gospel account of Jesus by the last apostle.
这是最后一位使徒在最后一卷福音书中记载耶稣生平的最后一段故事。
Remember, this is God's word.
要记住，这是神亲自向我们说的话。
After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I'm going fishing. They said to him, We will go with you. They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, Children, do you have any fish? They answered him, No. He said to them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, It's the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far off from the land, but about 100 yards off. When they got out on land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, and fish laid out on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, Come and have breakfast. Now, none of the disciples dared ask him, Who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Tend my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go. This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, Follow me. Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had been reclining at the table close to him and had said, Lord, who is it that is going to betray you? When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, Lord, what about this man? Jesus said to him, If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. So the saying spread abroad among the brothers that this disciple was not to die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he was not to die, but if it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple who is bearing witness about these things and who has written these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Now there are many other things that Jesus did. Were every one of them to be written, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books that would be written.
中文请一分姐妹帮我们念一下。
约翰福音第21章，这些事以后，耶稣在提比利亚海边又向门徒显现。他怎样显现，记在下面：有西门彼得和称为图马的多马，并加利利的加拿人但拿但业，还有西比泰的两个儿子，又有两个门徒都在一处。西门彼得对他们说：“我打鱼去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去。 上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。天将亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们说：“没有。”耶稣说：“ 你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时西门彼得赤着身子，听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。其余的门徒离岸不远，约有200肘，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼。耶稣对他们说：“把刚才打来的鱼拿来几条。”西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条，鱼这样多，网却没有破。耶稣说：“你们来吃早饭。”门徒中没有一个敢问他：“你是谁？”因为知道是主。耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。他们吃了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”耶稣第二次又对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你牧养我的羊。”第三次对他说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？”彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说：“你爱我吗？”就忧愁，对耶稣说：“主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣说：“你喂养我的羊。我实实在在的告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候，你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上，带你到不愿意去的地方。”耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。说了这话，就对他说：“你跟从我吧。”彼得转过来，看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说：“主啊，卖你的是谁？”的那个门徒。彼得看见他，就问耶稣说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”耶稣对他说：“我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。”于是这话传在弟兄中间，说那门徒不死。其实耶稣不是说他不死，乃是说：“我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？”为这些事做见证，并且记载这些事的，就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的写出来，我想所写的书，就是世界也容不下了。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, you promised that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you would be there in their midst.
主耶稣，你应许我们，若有两三个人奉你的名聚集在一起，你就与他们同在。
And you also said in the book of Revelation that you walk among the churches.
主啊，你在启示录中也告诉我们，你行走在各教会众教会之间。
Lord Jesus, as you walked with your disciples this morning by the Sea of Galilee.
主啊，在这个早晨，当你与你的门徒在加利利海当中，那附近行走的时候。
We ask that you would walk among us.
求你怎么样与他们当初怎么样行在他们中间，今天也行在我们中间。
And speak to us, Lord, for your servants are listening.
主啊，求你向我们说话，因为你的仆人在这里倾听。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, have you ever failed Jesus?
各位弟兄姐妹，你曾经令神失望过吗？
Have you ever denied him?
你曾经不认过神吗？
Done something that was shameful to him?
你曾经做什么事情羞辱耶稣吗？
Or have you ever been ashamed of him?
还是你曾经为耶稣感到羞耻？
Maybe you've done something that you felt was so wrong that you could not tell anyone.
也许你曾经犯过什么大错，你不敢告诉别人。
You felt like you couldn't even pray about it.
你觉得你甚至不敢为这件事来祷告。
Maybe you're a new Christian or maybe you're an old Christian.
也许你刚信主，也许你已经信主很久。
Maybe you're an elder or a pastor or a missionary.
也许你是个长老，你是个牧师或是一个宣教士。
And you've still failed Jesus.
可是你还是曾经让耶稣来失望了。
And you feel like if other people knew, they would you would lose your job or your families.
你怕如果别人知道你做错过这样的事情，你会失去你的工作，失去你的家庭。
Or perhaps that everyone in the church might look down on you.
或者教会每个人会看不起你。
If this is the case with you this morning,
如果今
天 the Apostle Peter knows how you feel.
如果今天早上你是这样的心情，那我要告诉你，这个使徒彼得他非常能够了解你这样的心情。
He was a man who had failed Jesus and denied him.
他是一个曾经令耶稣失望的人，曾经不认耶稣的人。
But he still loved Jesus.
可是他还是爱耶稣。
If you're truly a Christian, you also fail him.
如果你真的是一个基督徒，你也会有令耶稣失望的时候。
But you still love him.
但是你还是爱他。
And if that's the case with you, I have good news for you.
如果讲的是你的情形，那我有个好消息要告诉你。
Jesus still loves you.
耶稣他也仍然爱你。
There might in fact be people in the church who do look down on you if they find out.
或许如果教会的人真的知道你做错过什么，会真的会看不起你。
Christ already knows.
但是基督早就知道你做过这样的事。
He knows more about how sinful you are than you do.
他比你还清楚自己的罪恶。
And I want you to see his heart in this passage, that he is willing to restore you, to forgive you.
从这段经文中，我希望你可以看见耶稣他要来重建你，来恢复你。
And this passage this morning is sober.
今天这段经文真的很令人警惕。
And when I read it, I just feel glad that I'm not Peter at that moment.
我读的时候真的很庆幸自己不是彼得。
And Jesus is not asking me three times in a row, do you love me?
耶稣并没有连续三次问我爱不爱他。
But I think what's going on here is not, John is not writing to shame Peter.
可是约翰写这件事情并不是要来羞辱彼得。
But to exalt Christ.
而是要高举基督。
And Christ's love.
高举基督的爱。
And encourage sinners like me and you to believe that Jesus is a God who restores sinners.
并且他是要鼓励像我们这样的罪人来相信耶稣是上帝，他是会赦免我们的罪，他会重建我们的心。
But to really understand this, I think we need to go back and look at a couple other stories of Peter.
可是要真正了解这段经文的意思，我们需要再回去看一下彼得之前发生过什么事。
Let me back up 3 years.
我们来倒转回到三年前。
To Luke chapter 5, you can turn there.
看路加福音五章，你可以翻到那里。
And Luke chapter 5, Peter is a fisherman. He has just recently been called to be a disciple.
这边讲到彼得原是一个渔夫，那刚刚受到耶稣的呼召，成为他的门徒。
And his name back then, it wasn't Peter, it was Simon.
他原来本名叫西门。
Simon was nobody.
西门是一个无名小卒。
He was a fisherman from a small town in a forgotten part of a Roman province.
他只是罗马帝国一个默默无闻的小镇的一个在那边捕鱼为生。
But Jesus came into his life.
可是耶稣来到他的生命当中。
And he changed his name.
改了他的名字。
He said, "You are Peter, a rock."
他说，从现在起你要叫做彼得，这里。
And
this
man became one of Jesus' closest friends throughout his ministry.
所以在耶稣后来一生的服事当中，彼得成为他的知己。
And later on, one of the most influential men in the history of the world.
后来并且在这世界历史上发挥了很大的影响力。
But here in Luke 5, the disciples are out fishing.
路加福音五章这边记载门徒都出去打鱼。
And they had been fishing all night, and they caught no fish.
工作了一整夜都打不到一条鱼。
And Jesus told them to let down the net once more.
所以耶稣就叫他们再一次撒网。
And they did, and they caught so many fish that they couldn't hold all those fish with two boats.
他们就照耶稣的吩咐去做，结果打上来的鱼把两条船都装满，甚至船都装不下。
And it's interesting to see Peter's response here in Luke 5.
在路加福音五章这边，彼得的反应真的很有意思。
That his first thought is not, think of how much money we can make off this guy.
他第一个想法并不是说，哇，你看我们可以赚到多少钱。
No, he has been shown just a small glimpse of Christ's just infinite power.
透过这样的一件小事，他稍微的看见耶稣是有无限的能力。
And Peter is ashamed to be around him.
所以他就觉得很羞于跟这位主在一起。
Because he knows he is in the presence of a man that is holy.
因为他知道这是一位圣者，他在他面前是不配的。
And Peter, the sinner, falls down on his knees before Jesus.
所以这位罪人彼得他就跪在耶稣，俯伏在耶稣面前。
And he says, "Depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man."
他说：“主啊，你离开我吧，我因为我是个罪人。
”And Jesus kindly said to him, "Do not fear."
可是耶稣却亲切地对他说：“你不要怕。
”From now on, you will catch men.
从今以后，你要做得人的渔夫了。
3 years later,
然后从这件事之后，往后看三年后。
Now at the end of Jesus' ministry,
耶稣的服事已经快要画下句点。
He's about to be betrayed and mocked and whipped, spat upon and crucified.
他正要经历被出卖、被嘲笑、被鞭打、被吐口水、被钉在十字架上。
And he's told his disciples that this would happen for a long time.
耶稣早就告诉他的门徒会发生这样的事。
But now it is just a few hours away.
那现在这件事情再过几个小时就要发生了。
And after the Lord's the Last Supper,
在最后的晚餐的时候之后
，Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "You will all fall away because of me this night."
耶稣对他的门徒说：“今晚你们要为我的缘故跌倒。”
And Peter, who's not quite mindful of how weak he actually is,
这个彼得他根本没有想到自己也是个软弱的人。
He objects.
他竟然就抗议说。
And he says, "Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away."
他说：“就算所有的人为你的缘故跌倒，我也不会跌倒。”
And Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, this very night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times."
耶稣就对彼得说：“我实在告诉你，今天晚上鸡叫以前，你会三次不认我。”
Just a few hours later, Jesus would stand there, arrested with the Roman guards around him.
几个小时后，耶稣被几个罗马士兵抓住了。
And Peter would be nearby, warming himself by a charcoal fire.
彼得就站在附近，靠着炭火在那边取暖。
And there in Christ's presence, he would deny Jesus openly 3 times.
而且他会在当着基督的面三次不认他。
And then scripture tells us that Jesus turned and looked at Peter.
然后这时候圣经说耶稣转身看着彼得，彼得就跑到外面痛哭流涕。
And Peter ran outside and he wept bitterly.
彼得看到耶稣这样看他，他就跑出去痛哭。
Can you imagine how Peter must have felt at that moment?
你可以想象彼得那一刻的心情吗？
Have you ever felt similar?
你有过类似的心情吗？
I can't imagine what Jesus must have been feeling at that time.
我不能想象耶稣当时的心情。
To be deserted and betrayed.
被这样抛弃，被出卖。
There's no way I could imagine it. No one's ever been so mistreated.
我没有办法想象哦，这历史上没有人像耶稣这样受过这么恶劣的对待。
But I know that whatever else was going on in Jesus' mind, when he looked at Peter, I know there was love in his eyes.
我相信当时耶稣不管心里面是怎么想，我相信他的眼神对着彼得的眼神里面都是有爱的。
Jesus was not surprised that Peter had denied him.
耶稣一点都不感到意外，彼得竟然会不认他。
Peter was no match for Satan. Jesus knew that.
因为耶稣知道彼得根本不是撒旦的对手。
That's exactly why he was going to the cross.
所以就是因为这个缘故，耶稣才要上十字架。
Not to die for the righteous, but for the weak, for the helpless, for the sinners.
不是要为义人来死，而是要为软弱的罪人来死。
That was a few weeks ago.
所以距离这是几个礼拜前的事情了。
Now Jesus has been raised from the dead.
然后现在呢，耶稣已经从死里复活。
And he's comforting the mourners and teaching.
他复活之后去安慰那些哀痛的，为他的死哀痛的人，他也去。
You might remember he rebukes Thomas for doubting in a loving way that's just what Thomas needed.
他也去教导门徒圣经，并且责备这位疑惑的多马。他用当然是带这个慈爱的态度来责备他，这正是多马所需要的。
But so far, there has been no mention of Peter's denials.
可是呢，到目前为止还没有提到彼得当初不认他的事。
And surely Peter must have been wondering, my time is coming any time now.
我想彼得当时一定想说，很快就要轮到我了。
Jesus is going to remind me, Peter, we need to talk.
耶稣一定会来跟我说，我们该好好谈一谈了。
You know I saw what you did.
你知道我看到你那时候做了什么事。
But that hasn't come yet.
可是时候还没到。
Peter is in Galilee again, back to where he was 3 years earlier.
彼得又回到加利利重操旧业去打鱼。
Before he met Jesus.
就是他遇见认识耶稣之前回到那个工作上。
He goes back to doing that same thing he would be doing if he had never met the man.
所以他如果没有认识耶稣的话，他就是一定是一直都在捕鱼为生。
He says, I'm going fishing.
所以他现在就回去捕鱼。
We're back in John 21 now.
所以我们现在又回到约翰福音21章。
The disciples go with him, and all night, again, he is out fishing, doing what he knows how to do.
所以呢，这些门徒又回去重操旧业，做他们所熟悉的工作。
And he catches not a single fish.
可是呢，一条鱼都没有捕到。
And then a man cries out from the beach, "Children, do you have any fish?"
然后呢，这个岸边就有一个人对他们喊说：“孩子们，你们打到鱼了没？”
And they say, "No."
他们说没有。
He said, "Throw the net out on the right side of the boat, and you'll find it."
这个人说：“你把网撒在船的右边，就可以得到。”
Maybe they remembered what happened in Luke 5.
也许他们还会让他们想到说：“哎，路加福音五章那个时候发生的事。”
Maybe they were just desperate.
或者他们当时根本就是很觉得很挫折，怎么都捕不到鱼。
But they threw the net in.
所以就照做了，就把网撒下去。
And all of a sudden, it was filled to the brim.With fish.
结果突然间，这个整个网都满满的是鱼。
And John must have remembered.
约翰一定还记得三年前类似的情况。
Because he turned to Peter and said, "It's the Lord."
因为他转身对彼得说，是主。
And Peter, even if he feels ashamed of what he did in the past, he still loves Jesus, obviously.
彼得虽然当初不认耶稣，做错事，但是很显然的，他还是很爱耶稣。
He throws his coat on and jumps in the water.
他就赶快披上外衣跳进海里。
And swims ashore.
就游上岸。
And they bring the net of fish there, 153 fish.
他们就把那网鱼拖过来，数了一下，一共有153条。
And it's remarkable that there were so many that they even counted it.
真的是很多的鱼，甚至他们还一条一条去数到底有几条。
But I think maybe there's more significance.In the fish that they didn't catch. In the fish that was there that Jesus already had.
可是呢，更奇妙的是，耶稣手上已经有几条鱼了。
You see, when they get to the beach, Jesus already has a fire going.
因为他们去捕鱼的时候，耶稣在岸上已经生起火来了。
And he already has fish here.
已经在烤鱼了。
These are fishermen.And they haven't caught any fish on their own.
可是这些人呢，他们是专业的渔夫，竟然一条鱼都没打到。
Jesus was dead a few weeks ago.
可是呢，耶稣几个礼拜前还才受死，才断气。
And now here he is. He caught his own fish. He started his own fire. He's about to serve them breakfast with what he caught.
现在呢，却又已经死里复活，已经来到岸边，在那边生活，在烤鱼，还要给他们当早餐吃。
And isn't this a great way for Jesus to teach the disciples humility?
这真的是一个很好的功课，要教导这些门徒谦卑。
Christ doesn't need your help.
基督不需要你的帮忙。
He can catch fish on his own.
他自己就可以捕鱼。
If he wants to, he can feed 5,000 people with it.
他想要的话，他随时就可以喂饱五千人。
But the disciples can't do anything.Without Jesus.
可是没有耶稣，这门徒什么都做不了。
It's not that they can't do the things that they're not good at. They can't do the things that they are good at without Jesus.
不是说没有耶稣他们就平常不熟悉的事情就做不好，是如果没有耶稣连平常拿手的事他们都做不好。
But remember Jesus also said I will make you fishers of men.
记不记得耶稣曾经对他们说我要叫你们成为得人的渔夫。
And he was going to.
所以他将会这样做。
Within a few days the same Peter would be preaching in Jerusalem.
几天后这同样这位彼得将会在耶路撒冷讲道。
At Pentecost,
在五旬节那一天
and 3,000 people would come to know Christ in a single day.
那一天他一讲道就三千人受信主。
And as the people were coming forward, I wonder if Peter remembered all the fish that were in that net.
当那些人纷纷来到前面信主的时候，在想彼得当初是不是让他想到那些。满满的鱼那个情景
and knew this is Christ's work.
他很清楚这是基督自己成就的工作。
And that's an important lesson for us to think about.
这对我们来说是一个很重要的功课。
That we can do nothing without Christ.
没有基督我们什么都做不了。
And we could all use more training to rely on Jesus for everything we do. The things we're good at, the things we're not good at.
我们都需要更多的操练，知道怎么样靠耶稣来做，不但做我们所不会做的事，也做我们所拿手的事。
And that we receive our successes from Jesus' hand.
我们可以看见是靠着耶稣的手，我们才能够成功。
And the same way, we also receive our trials from His hand.
同样的，我们从他手上也领受了试炼。
And the trials that He gives us are not all the same.
耶稣给我们每个人的考验都不一样。
Some of you will suffer more than others.
有些人吃的苦会比别人多。
Peter was going to have a different fate than John.
彼得的命运跟约翰的命运不会一样。
And what is that to Peter?
那对。
Should Peter be concerned about that?
那至于约翰的命运怎么样，这跟彼得有什么关系吗？
Jesus has a perfect plan for your life specifically.And it's different than his plan for other people.
耶稣对你自己的人，对你的人生有一个特别的计划，这个计划跟他对别人计划不一样。
And we're so quick to compare ourselves to other people.
我们很容易拿自己跟别人比较。
Well, I'm doing well because I've graduated before this person.
比如说我现在做得很好，是因为我比这个人早毕业。
Or I feel bad because this person's married.This person has children.
或者说，我觉得心情很不好，因为我还没有结婚。可是这个人已经结婚，已经有孩子了。
We do this all the time.
我们常常跟别人比较。
But we shouldn't.
可是我们不应该跟别人比较。
Jesus has different plans for us.
耶稣对我们每个人的计划都不一样。
And we are to not be concerned about what's happening to this other person in comparison with what's happening to us.
我们不用去管别人，别人的人生怎么样，我们不用去比较。
And we ought not measure our success by how we compare to another person, but whether or not we are following the Lord.
我们衡量自己的成功，不是拿自己跟别人比较来得到这个结果，而是看我们是不是有跟随神。
That's an important point. I'm just mentioning it here because there's something else I wanted to focus on.
这一点真的非常重要。那另外我还有一个重点要讲。
I want you to notice this. That is a charcoal fire.
这边也提到炭火。
Which generally I wouldn't think means anything in particular.
通常我们不会想到有什么特别。
But you know, there are only two places in the entire New Testament where a charcoal fire is mentioned.
可是，整部新约圣经只有两个地方提到炭火。
And I've already mentioned both of them this morning.
今天这段经文就已经提到两处。
There's this one, and there's the one that Peter stood by when he was warming himself.Where he denied Jesus three times.
今天早上我就已经把这两处经文都讲到了，一处就是在21章，另外一处就是在路加福音5章讲说彼得在炭火旁边取暖。
In John 18.
然后另外一个是。
And there's enough here going back that reminds us of this story of Peter's denials. There are things here in this passage that cause us to remember.That Peter denied Jesus three times.
在这段经文里面，让我们想到说，彼得曾经三次不认耶稣。
Now after breakfast, it seems that Peter said, Or Jesus must have told Peter, let's go for a walk.
所以呢，吃完早饭之后，耶稣一定是跟彼得说，我们去走一走。
And we know they are walking along the beach because it says that John was following.
我们知道他们一定是在海边那边走，因为这边说啊，约翰跟在后面。
So Peter and Jesus are walking along the beach on the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus has something that he needs to talk to Peter about.
所以耶稣跟彼得就沿着加利利海边在散步，那耶稣有话要对彼得说。
And it's sort of private, but sort of not, because John is, I don't know if the other disciples are there. I guess they're curious what's going on.
那一方面也是私底下的谈话，可是也不是那么私底下，因为别人，那些其他的门徒也看到耶稣在跟彼得讲话。
Maybe they thought, oh, I do not want to miss this.
也许他们，那些门徒在想，哇，耶稣讲什么，我一定要听听看。
Now, I don't know what's going through Peter's mind. The Bible doesn't tell us here.
我不晓得当时彼得的心情是什么，圣经没有讲。
But I imagine that Peter was not totally sure about what his standing was with the Lord.
不过相信彼得当时一定有点忐忑不安，不知道他在耶稣面前是什么样的一个立场。
And the reason I imagine that is because every time I sin, I have a hard time believing that Jesus still loves me.
我这样讲是因为我自己每次做错事，我都会觉得很难相信耶稣还爱我。
Or that Jesus would still be willing to use me for any good purpose.
就会想说耶稣还真的会使用我吗？去做什么事吗？
No doubt Peter needs to be restored.
这边很明显的彼得的信心需要被重建起来。
And Jesus already knows his heart, but he's going to give Peter an opportunity to confess his love to Christ.
耶稣已经了解彼得的心，可是他要给彼得一个机会来向耶稣说出他的爱。
And so he says, Peter, or he says, Simon, son of John.
所以耶稣就对他说，约翰的儿子西门。
Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更深吗？
And notice that he does not call him Peter, the rock.
他没有叫彼得这个磐石这个名字。
He calls him by his old name, Simon, son of John.
他叫他原来的本名，约翰的儿子西门。
The man who without Christ was nobody.
这个人如果离了基督，什么都不是。
And this is part of the gospel, that no matter where you are in your Christian life, when we turn to Christ for forgiveness, we always return to the place where we started with him.
不管我们信主多久，当我们回到耶稣面前，我们都是用我们本来的样子回到耶稣面前。
As people who are weak and helpless and cannot save themselves.
原来的本相就是一个软弱的，不能救自己的人。
As nobodies who are desperately in need of a savior.
我们本来是一个无名小卒，是一个迫切需要被拯救的人。
A savior we don't deserve and a salvation we could never earn.
我们迫切需要这个救主，但是我们又不配他的救赎。
And Jesus says, Simon, do you love me more than these?
耶稣说，西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
It's not totally clear what he means.
这个意思不是很清楚。
More than these fish, your old job?
是说比这些鱼，比你原来的工作吗？
Do you love me more than you love these disciples?
还是说比你爱这些门徒还爱我？
Do you love me more than these disciples love me? It's not totally clear.
还是说你比这些门徒爱我还爱我。
But I think it's, do you love me more than these disciples love me? Because remember, you said, they may fall away, but I will never fall away.
我在想耶稣的意思也许是指是说彼得，你爱我是不是比这些其他的门徒爱我还深呢？他这样问是因为彼得曾经夸口说，就算其他的人会跌倒，我也不会跌倒。
In one sense, it doesn't really matter what the these is.
不过其实这些是指什么也不是那么重要。
If Jesus said to you, do you love me more than these?
因为耶稣在问你，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And you said, more than what, Lord?
你说比哪些呢？
And he said, name something.
他说随便你讲。
Pick anything.
讲什么都可以。
Do you love me more than your sin?
你爱你的罪多过爱我吗？
Do you love me more than your hopes and dreams?
你爱你的梦想跟你的盼望多过你爱我吗？
Do you love me more than your children?
你爱你的孩子多过你爱我吗？
Do you love me more than your spouse?
你爱你的配偶多过你爱我吗？
And it's very easy to put people on a guilt trip in this passage, but that's not what I think is going on.
我们很容易用这节经文来让人有罪恶感哦。不过这个不是这段经文的本意。
Jesus is restoring Peter.
耶稣是在重建彼得的信心。
Do you love me more than these, Peter?
西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
Now he can't measure the hearts of the disciples to know how much they love Jesus.
可是彼得他不能去衡量那些门其他门徒到底有多爱耶稣。
And really, that's not the important question. The important question is, Peter, do you love me?
我最重要的问题是，彼得，你爱我吗？
And he says, Yes, Lord. You know that I love you.
彼得回答说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
And he says, he doesn't say, You do, huh? Then why did you deny me?
耶稣并没有回答说，你真的爱我吗？那你为什么会当初不认我？
And he doesn't say, Well then, don't deny me again.
耶稣也没有说，那你就不要再不认我了。
I mean, think about how we treat people.
你想想看，我们怎么通常怎么对待别人
？Who wrong us? Are we this way?
别人做得罪我们的，我们是不是这样对待他们
？Jesus, in three words, he shows Peter that he's not getting kicked out.
可是耶稣用短短一句话来回答，来向彼得保证说，他不会抛弃彼得。
That his plan for Peter is not dependent on Peter, but on Christ's work in his life.
他对彼得的计划不是靠彼得自己的能力的完成，是靠耶稣。
He says, "Feed my lambs."
耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
This is the job he gave him to do originally.
这是耶稣最早给彼得的工作，就是要喂养他的小羊。
Now, elders, I want you to think about this.
在座的长老，请想一想。
That Christ considers it love to him that you take care of his sheep.
当你照顾耶稣的小羊，就是在向耶稣显明你是爱他的。
And you should be sure of this, that no man can persevere in your office unless your heart is ruled by the love of Christ. You don't have to translate that. That was They understand. No one can be a good elder. No one could be a good shepherd without loving Jesus.
如果你不能够爱耶稣的话，你就不可能做一个好的长老、好的牧师。
And what a comfort this should be to you Christians.
这对我们基督徒来说是何等的安慰。
That Jesus considers it proof of love to him that his shepherds take care of you.
耶稣说，你去牧养他的羊，就可以证明你是爱他的。
And Jesus asked Peter this question three times.
耶稣三次问彼得这个问题。
Which grieves Peter.
让彼得心里面很忧愁。
But it was three times that Peter needed.
可是彼得需要耶稣问他这三次。
To confess his love for every time that he had denied Christ.
他当初三次不认主。现在就要三次来重申他对耶稣的爱。
And Christ does this in a way that's private enough to be gentle with him.
所以耶稣他私底下用这样的温柔的态度来对待彼得。
Yet public enough so that the disciples and that we know that Jesus has fully restored this man.
但是他也让我们众人看见他已经彻底的来重建跟恢复彼得的信心。
And then he tells Peter, "In the future, you will die for me."
然后他对彼得说，你将来会为我殉道。
And that's not a, this is what you get. You said that you're going to follow me. Well, here you get it. That's not what's going on. He's not threatening him.
但是这个不是在威胁彼得说，好，你要跟从我，那你就要为我殉道。
Really, it's a comforting message. In the future.You will be a much different type of spiritual warrior than you were for me in the past.
其实这是一个安慰哦，因为表示彼得将来要成一个属灵的巨人，他怎么样来荣耀神，怎么样来为神殉道。
In the end, you will not deny me. I will hold you fast.
你到最后，你绝对不会不认我，我会紧紧的抓住你。
And you will die a martyr's death.
你会用殉道者的身份死亡。
And though this message, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep," is specifically to Peter.
我知道这段经文问到说，你爱我比这些更深吗？这三次的问话，这是针对彼得来问的。
Christ says something similar to each of us.
但是呢，耶稣也在对我们说同样的话。
He says, "If you love me, keep my commandments.
他说，如果你爱我，你就要遵守我的诫命。
And children, I don't see them here, but if you happen to listen to the tape one day,
听到这信息的孩子们
do you love Jesus?
你爱耶稣吗？
Honor your father and mother.
做子女的你，若爱耶稣，你就孝敬你的父母。
Husbands, do you love Jesus?
做丈夫的你爱耶稣吗？
Then take care of your wives as your own body.
那你就要照顾你的妻子，像照顾你自己的身体。
Wives,
做妻子的。
If you love Jesus,
如果你爱耶稣，
submit to your husbands.
你就要顺服你的丈夫。
Parents,
做父母的。
Train up your children in the way they should go.
要教养你的儿女，使他们走当走的路。
And Christians, love one another fervently from the heart.
做基督徒的，你要彼此切实的相爱。
And pray for one another.
互相来代祷。
Honor one another.
互相尊重。
And by this, people see that you love Christ.
你这样做，别人就可以看见你确实是爱神、爱耶稣的。
And forgive one another.
彼此饶恕。
And let people see that you are Christians not by how well you keep the law necessarily.
让不见得是因为你确实遵守律法，所以别人说看见看出你是基督徒。
But also.By how well you live out the gospel.
也是看你怎么样活出这个福音的信息。
That you also forgive and restore.
看见你是被赦免的人，你是被重建信心的人。
And you repent and love.
看见你悔改认罪，看见你是有爱的。
I don't think I need to explain this much further.
我想我不用再多做解释。
Whether you're a Christian or a non-Christian.
不管你是基督徒或非基督徒
I hope that you can clearly see Jesus' heart in this passage.
希望你可以从这段经文清楚地看见耶稣的心情
The gospel of Jesus Christ shows us that Christ is willing to forgive us no matter what we've done.
从这个耶稣的福音我们可以看见耶稣他很乐意来赦免我们
Even if you denied him.
即使你曾经不认他
So whatever you've done,
所以不管你曾经做错过什么
Whatever it is you're ashamed of
不管什么做过什么让你羞耻的事
Whoever you are
不管你是谁
Turn to Jesus for mercy
都要来到耶稣面前求他怜悯你
If you love him
如果你爱耶稣
You will find him ready and willing to forgive and restore you
你会发现耶稣很乐意来赦免你来重建你
And whoever comes to him he will by no means turn away
凡来到他面前的，他必不丢弃。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your gospel.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们福音。
We thank you that you are willing to forgive us when we were your enemies.
主啊，谢谢你在我们还与你为敌的时候，你就愿意来赦免我们。
We thank you that you are willing to forgive us now that we are your children.
我们也感谢你现在我们是你的儿女你也愿意继续来赦免我们
Lord we ask that you would restore us
主啊求你来重建我们
We ask that your work would rule in our lives
求你的话来掌管我们的生命
And that we would be used by you on your terms
让我们能够被你来使用
And not seek to be self-sufficient in serving
不是靠一己之力来服侍
Father, we ask that you would work this in our hearts in such a way that we are also forgiving and loving to one another.
主啊，求你在我们心里面动工，帮助我们能够去原谅别人，去爱别人。
And Lord, as you have called us to follow you,
主啊，你呼召我们来跟从你。
We ask that you would take us by the hand.
求你能够牵着我们的手。
And do not let us go.
不要让我们离开你。
Let us follow you to the end.
让我们跟随你直到最后。
Christ's name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.